Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Adriana. How may I help you?
Hey, Adriana. My name is Bob Jacobus. My fraud department on my credit card called and said there was a $91.89 amount coming out from the credit card under your guys' company. I think you guys sell keto products. I need to go ahead and cancel that and get my money back, please.
Okay. Can you provide me your zip code?
65712.
And what is that first and last name?
It should be under Robert or Jacobus or Bob Jacobus.
Okay. And for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
The 214 West Clay Street, Mount Vernon, Missouri, 65712.
Okay, give me one moment. What I see here, this is back on February the 14th. You ordered the Keto Ascend and the Keto Ascend Cleanse. Let's see. So it looks like what happened was you signed up for a 14-day trial that starts from the day that you ordered. Once your trial expires, it looks like yours expired on March the 1st. And we don't get a call from you. We assume that you do want to continue with the auto ship program. So then you start receiving these monthly. So the last time you was charged was today, actually. So you should have a new shipment.
I'll return it when it gets to you. I didn't receive anything in with those bottles or anything from phone numbers or anything to call back and let you guys know if it worked or not, you know, and which it didn't. So I ended up getting your phone number through the fraud department, which called, like I said, they called me, you know.
I see you called earlier.
I want to go ahead and cancel it. If I receive the package in there, I won't open it. I'll just put return to sender back on it because I'll know it's from you guys.
I see that you called earlier and that previous agent already gave you that refund and canceled your account.
Oh, they gave me two different numbers and said they were two separate deals.
I'm not sure.
One for $91.89 under super confident new body.
Yeah, so we have two different numbers, but the numbers go to the same customer representative because it's two different products, but they came from the same company.
Okay, so am I gonna get the $92.90 and the $91.89 back, or was it just one price $92.90? Because they had two separate charges.
So you're getting back that $91.89 and the $92.90.
I'll get them both back.
And it also looked like you got that shipping and handling refunded too, so you should be getting back that $7.45 and the $6.70.
Oh, I thought that was the cost of the samples you guys sent earlier. So in February, I think.
Yeah, that was probably an accident with the system probably glitched, but that's okay. We're going to let you keep it.
Oh, nice. That's awesome. So now she said she sent it to my email. Can you tell me what email she sent it to?
So the email address is bobbuddy333@yahoo.com.
That's it. So, okay, I'll keep an eye out for that. So, okay, and that still takes 3 to 5 days?
It takes 3 to 5 business days before it shows up on your account.
Okay, all right, that sounds good. Well, I can hear you much clearer than port. Poor agent I talked to before sounded like she was outside in a windy day. So,
yeah, some of our agents work from home.
Oh, yeah, she might have been sitting on her back porch.
Yeah, I'm one of the agents that work from home.
Oh, there you go. That's awesome. So
yeah, every now and then you'll hear some kitty shows.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. So I got grandkids. So, okay, well, you have a happy Easter and a great day. Enjoy it. So I know it's beautiful in Missouri, so... and I guess that's it. So I didn't realize they gave me two, like I said, they gave me two different numbers, and it sounded like they were, you know, two separate things. So, okay, well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a wonderful Easter.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.